بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون And among the community of Musa عليه السلام there are people who guide with truth and do justice thereby. This topic from ayat 159 for the next 2-3 ayat, is going to speak about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored the Jews and the Bani Israel with, and how also within the Ahli Kitab you will find some people who are good, who follow the truth, and also adhere to some sort of justice within their lives. The previous dars we realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatun lil alameen for the whole of mankind, and the proofs were given behind this and how Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been commanded to announce his apostleship and his prophethood to the whole of mankind until the last man to walk on the face of this earth, including the jinnat. This ayat, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ And among the community of Musa alayhi salam, there are people who guide with truth and do justice thereby. As mentioned, this ayat refers to the people who faithfully, with iman, they followed the commandments of Tawrat and Injil and Zabur, the previous books, and at the same time, when they were revealed, and then they readily accepted Islam upon the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. According to those predictions and those sayings or prophecies or those facts that were contained within the Tawrat, Injil and Zabur. So they had a clear mind, receptive mind, open heart. So when they saw the signs clearly, they accepted it without a shadow of a doubt. And this is the greatest achievement for a man that once knowing the truth, recognizing the truth, to accept the truth. What happens at the time? We know the truth. We recognize the truth, but we can't accept the truth because due to jealousy or hatred or some other reason. That's why Rasulullah has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Hadith Sharif, a dua, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizuqna tiba'ahu. O Allah, show us the truth as is the truth and grant us the ability to follow the truth. So this is something that a person, you need a heart for this, to accept the truth. So some of them, Allah Ta'ala says, they were good people amongst them. They readily accepted the truth when it came in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But majority of the Yahud, the Jews, did not accept the truth. But hundreds of Christians accepted the truth. That's why elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَلَتَجْدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مَوَدَّةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى That you will see the Nasara, the Isai, the Christians, are closest to the believers from the Mushrikeen and from the Yahud as well. So Christians, a lot of them, you will see so much accounts on the internet or books or videos, okay, this Christian embraced Islam. There'll be a seminar, and then within the seminar you'll see 5-6 Christians standing up to embrace Islam. But very seldom you will see this with the Jews, because they have more hatred and envy towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this ayat, amongst the community of Musa al-Islam, there are people who guide with truth and do justice. The Quran, ayat elsewhere, Allah Ta'ala says, "Min ahli al-kitabi," from amongst the Jews and Christians, "ummatun qa'imatun," there is a steadfast group of people, "yatluna ayatillahi ana al-layl hum yasjudun," who also pray the Quran in the hours of the night, "wahum yasjudun," and they make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they had Tawrat, they had the Zabur, they had the Injil. Within them they saw the signs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passed on. When the Rasulullah came, accepted straight away, and then they became devout Muslims of high caliber, like Abdullah ibn Salam, Hazrat Kabi Ahbar, Hazrat Salman al-Farisi, whose story we had mentioned in detail the previous week. Also regarding this ayat, that there are a group of people who always guide with the truth and do justice. There is a story according to the narration of Ahadith and Tafsir. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari has mentioned in his Tafsir, and also Ibn Kathir has mentioned in his commentary, Masterpiece, where he says, there was a group of Bani Israel who got fed up with the Bani Israel people from the 12 tribes due to them doing dhulam or killing the Anbiya and committing sin. So they made dua to Allah. A group of Ahli Kitab, Bani Israel, made dua to Allah. We've had enough of these Bani Israel. They're always killing the prophets. They're always doing sin. They're always distorting and changing the Shariat. So please, O Allah, we make dua to you. Give us a land far away, away from these Bani Israel, where we can worship you and practice deen fully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of this group of Bani Israel, and He allocated for them a land in the far east, according to the book of Ahadith and Tafsir, a distance of 1.5 years' journey from where the Bani Israel were situated. So we travel east far, 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 far. Some have said past the borders of China and further. Allah Ta'ala granted a place to the Bani Israel, some of them, where they worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They spend their time worshipping their children, then so on, their children, the generation progeny continued until Rasulullah arrived sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how would Rasulullah reach the border of the far, far east past China? So on the night of Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Jibreel took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the many other locations. One location was to visit these people as well. So Allah ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to Imam Tabari and Imam Ibn Kathir, Rasulullah was taken there with Jibreel al-Islam. They embraced Islam at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah gave them some ayat of Quran, over 10 ayat, 10 surahs of the Quran Sharif. He taught them this, and then they embraced Islam at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Rasulullah asked him a few questions. How do you measure, how do you weigh your items and sell them? How do you measure your stocks? How do you provide risk for the people? And how do you live here? So they said, we have no measuring tool. We gather all our crops and then we make it into big heaps and we tell people, come and take as much as you want. This is the generosity. Then the Rasulullah said to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that do you tell lies? They said, we have never told a lie. Because from the time of Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala told, if we tell a lie, a heavenly fire will come and burn us. We can't tell lies. Number three, Rasulullah said to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that actually all your houses are exactly the same? Subhanallah. No one has a house bigger than his neighbor. No one is competing with his neighbor or his friend. Everyone's house is the same. So they said, the reason we do this is so there is no possibility of showing off or riyah or takabbur or arrogance in our life. Every single person's house is the same. And the final question Rasulullah asked him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after they embraced Islam, he said, why is it that you have built your qabr in front of your house? Ajib qawm to this Bani Israel, an offshoot of them. Why have you built a qabr in front of your house? And they said, because so that we can, whenever we enter the home or leave the home, we remember death 24 hours of the time. So Rasulullah gave them da'wat. They embraced Islam. He taught them Quran, some ahkam al-shariat, how to pray, etc. How to give zakat according to the mufassirin of tafsir. And then he came back from there. When he returned back from that night of Mi'raj, this verse was revealed. وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ, and amongst the community of Musa alayhi salam, ummatun, you find a group of people, yahduna bilhaqi, who guide with truth, وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ, and they do justice thereby. So still, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, within the Ahl Kitab, you will still find some good people. So you can't just write off everyone. Okay, Yehudi, Christians, they all like the same. You will find some talib, sadiq within them. It's a matter of making dua for them or for them to research and study with an open, receptive mind to acquire the haqq and the truth. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for everyone, inshallah. So this ayat, it tells us, Ahl Kitab is the group of people who follow the haqq, and it can either mean at the time of Rasulullah or the one from this story. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions or enumerates some of the favors that He gave Bani Israel at the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Then He speaks of how they deviated from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this resulted in adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their zulm. So the next three ayats are upon this topic. Very basic tafsir, inshallah. So first and foremost, in this ayat 160, quite a lengthy verse. I'll just mention it briefly now, the overview of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will discuss the number of tribes of Bani Israel. The number of tribes of Bani Israel were 12. The reason why they were 12 is because there were 12 brothers, including Yaqub al-Islam, Yusuf al-Islam, the sons of Yaqub al-Islam. Bani Isra. Isra means servant, Il means Allah. So Israel, servant of Allah. Bani, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the children of the servant of Allah. Servant of Allah Israel means Yaqub alayhi salam. So Bani means children. So the Bani Israel basically means the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. Bani Israel. So he had 12 sons, 12 tribes. They continued for 600 years until they became massive tribes known as Asbat. Asbatan Umama. And it was after 600 years when they became the tribe of the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. There were thousands and thousands in number. So Bani Israel were given this one karamat of the first gift of having 12 tribes. Allah Ta'ala also granted them a second mu'jiza that, just quickly mentioning the background, and there was one time when they got refuge from the dhulm of Fir'aun and Allah Ta'ala granted them a new land. Allah said, I will give you Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem, but what you have to do is you have to do jihad for it. And by doing jihad, you have to fight the Amalika. So the Jews were told to do jihad, fight the Amalika tribe, you will win them. When you will win them, you will have Baytul Maqdis, the promised land, which the Jews all cry about today. But first you have to do jihad against the Amalika. What did they say? فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ You and your Rabb go and do jihad. فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ We are staying right here. Allah said, okay, you want to stay here? You will stay here. Allah Ta'ala punished them. يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ He made them stay in the valley of Ti for 40 years wandering around. Some ulama say the valley was 9 by 7 miles. And Mawlana Hazrat Sarfaraz Khan of Safdar in his Zakhiratul Junan has mentioned the valley was 36 miles by 24 miles square. And within this valley, they would wake up in the morning, walk, and put the saman in the evening, they were back again. In the morning, they would travel, in the evening, they would be back again. 40 saal tak, they stayed inside one valley. No tree, no water, no direct food, no shade, nothing. But due to the dua, this was a punishment for them. Nabi Musa al-Islam, shafqat and rahmat, he made dua to Allah. So the next part of the ayat, will come on to that. Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi Musa al-Islam a rock that he would keep inside his bag with him. That rock was such, when they wanted water, he would take out the rock and hit it with his staff. From there, 12 chashme used to come out. He would place it down and there were massive rivers would flow from there. And each tribe would know to come and drink water from its. كُلُّ نَاسٍ قَدْ عَلِمَ Every tribe, قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ نَاسٍ مَشَّرَبَهُمْ Every tribe knew where their water was. So and then after the water would finish, he would pick up that rock, put it back inside his bag again. Second karamat for them. So Allah gave them so much, but they denied the command of jihad. They didn't listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah punished them like this. The third one was, Allah Ta'ala granted them وَظَلَّلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ الْغَمَامَ It was so hot, they wanted shade. Allah granted them clouds that would travel with them. So if they begin to travel, the cloud would travel with them. When they would stop, the cloud would stop. Again, Allah Ta'ala's favor upon Bani Israel, the Jews. Another one was, they made dua to Allah, we want good food, heavenly food. So quails, just go, the quails, salwa, batere, you call the small like pigeon type birds. In the morning, there would be thousands of these birds just staying there. And they would easily go and capture them. They won't even fly away from them. They didn't have to hunt them. They would go in the morning and quickly just get them, bring them home, do zaba, and they would have this rich, wholesome food. And then there was man is like a plate of kheer. So every morning when they would wake up on the tree's branches, there would be like a ball of, like it looked like a glue type. And they would bring it down open. It would be like kheer, a sweet dish for them. So they were eating the best food that possibly you can have. But again, they didn't ask shukri. They said, we don't want this. They said, اِخْرِجْنَا مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا وَفُهْمِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَسَلِهَا Allah gave them manna salwa. They said, we want dal and piyaz. So again, they asked for dal, piyaz, lentils, etc. So the, again, this was ingratitude toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted garlic as well, and onion. So this was also ingratitude. So Allah ta'ala speaks, okay, look, I give them so much, and they still show ingratitude. So Allah ta'ala, why is Allah ta'ala mentioning this and then teaching us? The lesson for us is, oh my servants, whatever you have got, it is all my karam and fadl upon you. Never do na shukri for what I have given you. If you show na shukri, I will punish you like I punished the Bani Israel. So na shukri jo hai, ye shaitan ki sab, shaitan ki jitni bhi chal hai, shaitan ki jitni koshish hai, main foundation hai insaan ko na shukra banao, shaitan ki. Shaitan tries many things, but his main focus is to make me and you ungrateful. The moment we become ungrateful, we are finished. Quran Sharif ki ayat hai, la'atiyannahum, shaitan ka, Allah Ta'ala says, what shaitan says, la'atiyannahum min bayni aydihim wa min khalfihim wa an aymanihim wa an shama'ilihim. Shaitan says ki, I will attack you from the front, the back, the right, and the left. Why? Thumma la tajidu aktharuhum shakirin. So none of you can make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'll attack you from the front, don't make shukr. Attack you from the back, don't make shukr. Right and left, don't make shukr. The moment I stop making shukr, Allah ta'ala says, la in shakartum la azidannakum. You make shukr, I will give you more. Wala in kafartum. If you make na shukri, inna adabi la shadeed. You will get my punishment. So na shukri, Allah hates na shukri. We woke up in the morning, I'm breathing fine, I'm still complaining. I woke up in the morning, everything is fine, I'm still complaining. Bhai khane ko kya hai, biwi ko daante bhai kya hai, raat ko aise hua, neend aise nahi aayi, sar mein dard hai, ghuton mein dard hai, bhai itne bill dene hai, ye karna hai, bhai ye chhat kharab hai. Bhai shukr bhi baja lao. Ek daant dard kar raha ho, 32 daant bilkul theek tha ki muh ke dard, ek daant mein dard hai, to kya ho gaya hai? Your hand is hurting, bhai your arm is fine. Your leg is hurting, the rest of your body is fine. There's more reasons to make shukr than to show na shukri. What shaitan makes us do, something goes wrong, he makes us become so ungrateful. Allah Ta'ala says, my servant, everything I have given him, he doesn't show no gratitude towards me. Allah Ta'ala snatches away more favors from our life. Dekho na, I'm going off the topic, but it's relevant, it's not off the topic actually. Look at this masnoon du'as of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In every action is shukr. We eat food, alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alna shukr. We come out of the toilet, ghufranak, alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anil adha wa afani. Imagine you go to the toilet, you have qabz, you have constipation, or you can't, your peshab is not flowing properly, or you have kidney stones. Kitni takleef hoti hai. Allah says, make shukr for going in and out of the toilet. Kitne aise hazaro log honge, jinko saaf saaf peshab nahi aata, jo qabz ke shikar hote hai. We make shukr to Allah. You wake up, you make shukr. Alhamdulillah, ladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. You wake up in the morning. Agar ek ghante ki neend aayi hui ho, dekho ye principle samjha raha hu Allah ke fazl se. Agar aapko raat ko ek ghante ki neend aayi hui ho, aur 8 ghante aap bilkul bechaini ke saath aise idhar udhar jo hai raat guzar di, us ek ghante par bhi Allah ka shukr baja lao. Why? Allah Ta'ala آپ کے شکر کی برکت سے آپ کو مزید اگلی رات کو اور نیند عطا فرمائیں گے. یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا پرنسپل ہے. کھانا کھایا, دال کھائی, پیاز کھائی, اس پر اللہ کا شکر ادا کرو, اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کو اس سے بھی اچھا عطا فرمائیں گے. All the time make شکر. وجوہ شکر زیادہ ہے بنسبت نہ شکری کے. Allah Ta'ala give all of his tawfiq. So yeh principle Allah Ta'ala mein samjha raha hai. He says, وَقَطْعَنَاهُمْ مُثْنَتَيْ أَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. And we divided them into 12 tribes. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى. And we revealed to Musa alayhi salam, إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ. When his people asked him for water, أَنِذْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. Strike the rock with your staff. What will happen? فَانْبَجَسَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا. Then 12 springs gushed forth from it. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. Each tribe came to know their drinking place. Number one. Number two. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And we shaded them with the shadow of the clouds. Number four. And we sent down to them manna and salwa. Then what do we say after all these blessings?
Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. Eat of the good things we have provided you. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ Allah says, وَلَاكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ And they did us no harm. Rather, they have been harming their own selves. How? By showing nashukri to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جو آدمی ناشکری کرتا ہے وہ اپنے اوپر ہی سزا کو لاتا ہے. You bring in punishment yourself by doing ناشکری. دیکھو نا, I'm going to finish بیان. You finish listening. The faculty of hearing is fine. You are seeing me, I am seeing you, I am speaking, you are listening, I am breathing, you are breathing, I am talking, you are listening. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people can't see? How many people can't hear? How many people are mentally handicapped? They can't understand anything. How many people are disabled? They can't come to the masjid, they can't walk. Ye sab shukr hai. So get up and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come into the, and then ask Allah for more. Jo mile us par aur mazid mango. That's why, dekho na, we leave the masjid. What do we say? Allahumma inni as'aluka min fa. Oh Allah, ask of you more fadl of yours. Ye sab fadl hai tera. This is your blessings and fadl. So when I leave masjid, don't stop. Oh Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Oh Allah, ask from you more of your fadl. Ask Allah for much as we can. We are never baniyas, we are never independent from the favors of Allah, because you are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, when Allah ta'ala cured him, when he was on his bed, bedridden, the famous story, and his wife stayed with him, his children left him, his children died, his family all left him. He lost all his wealth, health. For many, many years, Allah ta'ala cured him after some time, after a long period of time, and when he was having a bath. So Allah ta'ala showered golden locusts upon him. And he ran out to catch them. Halaki, he wasn't physically in need of them. He had so much wealth by now. Allah says, oh, Ayyub, why are you running? He said, oh Allah, I have not been niyaz from your favors. This has come from you, oh Allah. That's why Imam Buzurgo may say, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullahi, Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib's Sheikh and the Khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi says, when he would eat dal, ye kitabon mein likha hai ye waqt, جب وہ دال کھاتے تھے, دال اینڈ پیاز اینڈ روٹی, ہر ایک لقمے پر ایسا شکر بجا لاتے تھے کہ لوگ سمجھے پتہ نہیں کیا, یہ کوئی بریانی یہ کباب کھا رہے, کیا کھا رہے ہیں حضرت. یو ہیو ون لقمہ ون آف دال اینڈ سے او ہو الحمد للہ, او ہو اللہ, اینڈ ہی بگن ٹو کرائی, او اللہ تیرا شکر الحمد للہ. حضرت, یو ایٹنگ دال, واٹس رانگ, اتنا شکر. ہو گیو می دال, یہ دال آئی کس سے؟ یہ اللہ کی طرف سے دال آئی ہے. I'm not looking at the dal, I'm looking at the one who gave me. I'm thanking my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of dal. Allahu Akbar. This ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how a person, his ta'alluq gets stronger and stronger when he makes shukr to Allah. Aksar log, dekho na, Allah ta'ala ne is mazmoon ko kholne ke liye Quran mein 5 qasme khaye. Wal adiyati dhabha, makes 5 qasams of the mujahideen in jihad of their horses. Wal adiyati dhabha. فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرنا به نقعا فوسطنا به جمعا. 5 big oaths Allah Ta'ala takes of the warriors, horses and the steeds, and at the end what does he say after 5 big customs? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُود. Insan apne Rab ka bohut nashukra hai. You are the most ungrateful creation of Allah is insan. I've given you everything, you still complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our habits, men, women, our children, I'm a father, I'm a parent. Children, you give them everything, still, Abu, I'm bored. Bhai, kya hai, kya masla hai? I want takeaway, khila do, game play karo. Aaj kal jo bache play karte, PS5, 4, jo bhi ho gaya, iPad, بند کرو, I'm bored. تو یہ نہ, you should tell them, this is ناشکری. Why are you bored? ان کو سمجھاؤ کہ سیریا کے بچوں کو دیکھ لو, فلسطین کے بچوں کو دیکھ لو. Make them realize this concept. دیکھو ایک اور بات لمبی ہو لیکن یہ ضروری بات ہے جو ماں بہنیں گھروں میں سن رہی ہے. The Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم went to night of Mi'raj. He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. Who did he see in Jahannam the most? Women and the rich people. Why? Because of ناشکری. The rich people never did shukr to Allah for their wealth. They said, we earned this wealth. I worked hard for this wealth. I built my empire. I invested. I accumulated my empire, I used my resources, I used the faculty of intellect, I did this, my skill, my profession, my hunar, I established my empire. I'm not going to give shukr to this, it's my hard work. Straight inside Jahannam. And women, they are ungrateful towards their husbands. They don't care what their husbands do for them. Now shukri to the husbands. Because of being ungrateful to the husband, straight inside Jahannam, hellfire. So the women, when they heard this hadith, they came to Rasul, Ya Rasulullah, ye kya hai, what's happened? As women do, why are we in Jahannam for? Is there two reasons? Number one, you're backbiting and bickering. And number two, na shukri towards your husbands. No matter how good you are to them, they will still find nooks in you. It's natural. Later then they said, what's the solution? He said, give sadaqah. Give sadaqah. Spend in the cause of Allah. Inshallah, I hope you won't be that majority in hellfire. So look, na shukri is such a thing, it destroys. We can learn right now, na shukri. Opposite to na shukri is being grateful. Look, whenever we acquire anything from Allah, there's two points we have to remember. 2 points. Number one, humility. And number two, gratitude. Look at any major event of Islam. When they were granted victory or nusra or help, you'll see humility and gratitude. One example, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he conquered Makkah after being kicked out from Makkah, driven out. When he entered Makkah, what's the first thing he did? Look at the seerah. How was he entering Makkah? With his chest out? No. He was right at the back of the 12,000 people on the last smallest group. And the hadith says his beard was touching the hump of the camel. He entered like this. Humility. And what did he say? Did he say, I did this? I drove Makkah to their knees? What did he say? Inna Allah nasara abda. He says, Allah who helped his servant. Allah helped his servant. And Allah fulfilled his promise. And Allah himself destroyed the enemy. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any event, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humility. Dekho na, ek misal le ji, even if you buy a new car or a new house, anything that's a victory, we think it as a victory. I got an A star, it's a victory. I bought a new house, victory. I bought a new car, victory. What should I put? Don't show off and don't do na shukri. Straight away, show shukr to Allah. Wala tera shukr. I'm not deserving of this. You granted it to me. And number two, become humble for that ni'mat. Allah will increase you more, inshallah. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After what happened, we begin to become big-headed. Okay, I've got this, I've got that, I'm deserving of this. Allah ta'ala takes that away from us. So Allah ta'ala said to them, go and attack Amalika. They said, no, Allah ta'ala punished them by staying 40 years in the valley of Ti. And we'll finish off quickly now, a bit lengthy. So within that 40 years, what happened? Harun al-Islam was with them, Nabi Musa al-Islam was with them, and a person who the Khadim of Musa called Yusha bin Nun was with them, Rahman alayhi salam. Harun al-Islam passed away in the valley of Ti. Nabi Musa alayhi salam passed away in the valley of Ti with Bani Israel. The elders of Bani Israel also passed away. So Harun al-Islam passed away first. Allah Ta'ala said, oh Nabi Musa, bring Harun to this place, but don't tell him. I'm going to take his life, but don't tell him. Bring and lie him down on this boulder. Harun al-Islam was the bigger brother. He took him, he said, lie down on this boulder. Why? Lie down, Bhajan. Lie down. He lay down. He said, Allah have laid him down. Malak al-Maut came to take his, oh, Nabi Musa, khada'atani ya Musa. You tricked me, ya Musa. This is the command of Allah. You have to go. He took his soul. He went. 3 years later, so that's one responsible person gone. 3 years later, Nabi Musa, Allah Ta'ala said, Nabi Musa, it's your time to go. Allah, who'll be after me? Yusha bin Nun, the one who traveled with you to meet Khadr alayhi salam on the journey, he will be the next in command. Allah Ta'ala granted him prophethood. He took Nabi Musa alayhi salam as well. Bani Israel is still there, fulfilling the azab for nashukri to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 40 years traveling, 40 years coming to a completion. Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Yusha bin Nun. Yusha bin Nun, do you want to get out of Valley of Ti? Yes, O Allah. Then what I said before, do it now. Go and attack Amalika. Do jihad. He said, I will do jihad. Now the elders that passed away of Bani Israel, the young, said, you have to do jihad. Don't make excuses. They said, let's go. They went, they did jihad. Allah Ta'ala granted them victory.
He granted them victory. They acquired the land of Amalika. After they granted this victory, Allah said, now you are promised your land of Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem. It is you for the Yahud. But there's one more principle now. You did shukri, I punished you. You fulfilled my command, you showed shukr, you've got this. But, like I said, the second point was humility. So shukr and humility. Now, you have to enter Baytul Maqdis. Some say it was Jericho, either one of the two. But you have to enter with humility. Then everything is yours. The land is lavish, fertile land, plenty of plantation, potential there, greenery, full of lavish produce, all for you, O Bani Israel. Sab aapka hai. Shukr baja liya. Ab jo hai, show humility. He said, fine, how do we do this? Allah Ta'ala said to them, you enter the land, sujjadan, doing sajda, meaning being humble, and say, wa qulu hittatun, O Allah, maaf kar de. Hittatun, O Allah, maaf kar de. O Allah, forgive us. Seek forgiveness and enter humility, and the promised land is for you. They said, fine, let's go. So Nabi Yusha has been known thousands and thousands, over 70,000, even more. He said, let's go. They traveled. But then Bani Israel, what happened to this bewakuf qom of Bani Israel, these Jews? So as they were going, they entered near there, the gates were there. They were about to enter the gate. Instead of saying, Hittatun, O Allah, forgive us, they said, Hintatun, which means wheat. So they said, Hintatun fi sha'id, grain of wheat. They made mockery of Nabi Yusha alayhi salam, and they made mockery of the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, say Hittatun. They said, Hintatun fi sha'id, a grain of wheat on their tongues. And then Allah said, enter humility, and they entered like this. Hadith mentioned, on their buttocks, dragging themselves in like a child does. Instead of humble, they've sat down like this and they drag themselves in on their buttocks like a child when he drags himself and he plays. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw this mockery of this. And it wasn't all of them, most of them had done this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of entering with humility and showing shukr, they came dragging on their buttocks like children. Allah ta'ala destroyed all of them. 70,000 of them were struck by a plague, a ta'un, from the morning after Fajr time, and by midday, 70,000, all of them died. And Allah Ta'ala said, this is the outcome of your nashukri and your big-headedness. Here Allah Ta'ala finishes the topic. وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمْ اسْكُنُوا هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ, and when it was said to them, live in this town and eat from anything, from anywhere you like. وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ, so live in there, eat what you want. It's a beautiful town for you, very nice town to live in. وَقُولُوا, and you have to say, حِتَّةٌ, say حِتَّةٌ, وَاللَّهُ وِسِيكُ مَغْفِرَةٌ, وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا, and enter through the gate prostrating with humility. What will we do? نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطِيَاتِكُمْ, so that we forgive your errors. سَنَزْجِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that we shall give much more. We will give much more for your shukr and your gratitude and your humbleness for those who do good indeeds. What the zalims do? فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ قَوْلًا, but those of them who were unjust substituted another word for the one that was said to them. غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ, so they said حِنْتَةٌ فِي الشَّعِيرِ, what happened? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ, so we sent down upon them a punishment from the heavens because they have been transgressing. So this was the outcome of those people whom Allah favored so much, but they showed ingratitude and they became big-headed with arrogance and takabbur, and they didn't show humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wiped the whole entire area clean from them and never gave them the promised land. Aajkal bhi yehi Yehudi yehi rona pitna karte hai ki yeh hamari zameen hai, hamari hai. It's never going to be theirs, inshallah. Just like they showed na shukri then, they are still showing arrogance to Allah. Allah will never grant. Ye musalmano hi ke rahegi, inshallah. So they are trying everything. And if you speak to the actual Orthodox Jews, they will say, we are not promised this land. This is the Zionists asking, yeah, Hamari, we are not worthy of being inside this. If you listen to what these people say. So for us is a big lesson. What lesson is? Everything Allah Ta'ala has given us, we may need to show gratitude to Allah. Save ourselves from ingratitude. And for every favor, big, small, hidden, open, nazar aye, nazar na aye, zahiri ho, batini ho, chota ho, bada ho, we have to make shukr to Allah.
And for each favor, show humility and humbleness and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the depth of our heart. Inshallah, Allah ta'ala hame aur ata farmayenge, aur ne'matoh se nawazenge, and we continue until we acquire high levels of qurb and ma'arifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acquire His true friendship in this world and die upon husni khatima and be granted high levels of jannat in the hereafter through following, doing shukr and humility. Final hadith, Rasulullah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tawada'a lillah, he who humbles himself for Allah, rafa'ahu Allah, Allah will elevate him. But waman takabbara, and he who shows arrogance and becomes haughty, big-headed, wada'ahu Allah, Allah will destroy him by throwing him down. So this is the principle for us in life. Allah mujhe tawfiq ata farma, and all of us wa akhiru ta'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alayna, illa al-balagh, Allah wa taqabbal hadha al-amna khalasa ya'ala al-wajhika al-kareem al-muneer.